Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here with James Gashel, Vice President of Business Development for KNFB Reading Technologies, and we are about to do a hands-on demonstration of the talked about Blio. Welcome to Back to Blind Bargains.
Thanks a lot, JJ. It's good to be here and good to be here with Blio.
So why don't we, Blio of course is a new upcoming free ebook reader, and you have it sitting there running on a Windows PC?
I do. I have it running on a HP Windows 7 based computer. The thing I want to say in the beginning about Blio is we should think of Blio as a whole new way of reading for everyone. This is actually, although we're at a conference that has to do with disability, the CSUN conference, Blio is a mainstream ebook reader. Most of the people who use Blio will not be blind, will not be disabled. But our philosophy is that any reader, and certainly Blio is going to meet this criteria, should also be accessible.
Sure.
The world really is undergoing a revolution in access to books electronically. Now, it's true that currently only maybe 1% or less of the books that are published become distributed electronically, but that is about to change in a dramatic way, and of course there will be more ebook readers to display this new media. Publishers are scrambling to publish content appropriate for electronic distribution, because they're wedded to ink on paper. Well, of course, now with digital publishing, it'll be a whole new ballgame. You can, for example, in a book, make the presentation very dynamic. And in fact, if you have a website that is cited in the book, you can have a link and go out to the website right then and there from the book.
Okay.
You can have video embedded in the book. You know, you can do lots of things with the book. Well, books are going to change from what we have known as ink on paper to now electronic. And as that happens, they need to be accessible. That's where Blio comes in.
It sounds like instead of just a book, it becomes a complete multimedia presentation.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, you can imagine that this could be done, and in fact it is being done in the case of other readers, and we can't use them. We just can't use them.
Right.
With Blio, we will be able to use this technology. And understand that Blio is not available yet for anyone, whether you're blind or not. And so what we're going to experience today is just a very early version. Early in terms of accessibility, but early in terms of its look and feel for everyone.
Sure. I think what happened, it sounds like maybe someone misquoted someone from KNFB as far, because there was that February date that got tossed around.
And, well, I don't know whether they misquoted us or we were more optimistic than we should have been. We said, I think, that we were hoping that it would be out in late February. It's now late March. I don't know whether we missed a deadline or we were just too optimistic. We're certainly saying spring of 2010.
And it is still coming.
It is coming.
All right.
It is definitely coming. And we're working fast and furious to make sure that that happens as soon as we can possibly do it.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, well, Blio, first of all, provides access to lots of books. I have launched the program, which I have running, as I say, on a Windows laptop computer, and so it's you know, it and that's how how Blio will first come about is on Windows-based computers. Soon, MacBooks and the iPhone and other platforms as well. Mm-hmm. And when you start Blio, you start in the Blio in your personal library. So I'm in my library, and I think I have something like 16 or 17 books in my library.
Okay.
What that means is that I have downloaded these books from at least one of the sources that is currently available to me. Many, right. many sources will become available.
So eventually this will be a combination of free and paid content?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And of course, we wouldn't exist if the content and enough of it was paid. So understand that along with everything else, right. We're a bookstore. Now we have publishing partners, we being KNFB Reading Technology, mm-hmm. and our largest book distributors, Baker & Taylor, which has relationships with, I believe it's 44,000 different publishers,
right.
All of whom are working toward electronic mm-hmm. books. And so we will be the ebook reader of choice for these publishers. And then, of course, they distribute through outlets, rather small ones like Walmart and Target. And,
never heard of them.
Costco right. and such, Sam's Club, I believe, and others. And often Blio will be the ebook reader, but it may not be apparent that the end user is actually using Blio. But still, the book will display as a Blio book, powered by Blio.
In other words,
but it may have the Walmart appearance on it.
I see. So so private label versions.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, so there will be a presence for Blio itself on the internet,
sure.
with a bookstore and such, right. too. So I'm in the library, and I have different views, so mm-hmm. I'm going to, for a moment, go out of the library. It says library view, then I can go to download books, and that would be my list of books that I have purchased or
obtained.
And then I can get those books. They aren't downloaded onto my machine yet. That's why it says download
view. I see.
Okay, and then
store view button to activate.
And that would be the Blio bookstore. And that's where you would search for any other books that you might want to purchase or that might be available free through the bookstore.
So you create a free account with a username and password, and that links
absolutely.
To
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Everybody
right.
who uses Blio would have a username and password.
So if I install Blio on a new computer, it would pull up my previous books or
true. We let you use, and I think it will depend on the publisher,
sure.
but
the license
perhaps up to 5 different platforms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Search button to activate press
that's
space bar.
Overall sure. search.
Minimize application button, full screen button, close application button, settings view button to activate.
And that's
press
the
space
settings
bar.
View, meaning mm-hmm. that there are a variety of things you can change. You can change the language, you can change the view. We're in the double page view, but you can, that is the thing,
sure.
it looks on the screen just like a book. Or you can go to the text flow view, which basically looks like a text presentation of the book with the graphics
okay.
stripped out. But you can expand and make the print larger. We've created the text view also for display on smaller devices.
Ah.
Okay, so now
library view button.
And now I'm back to my library view. So let's go. I'm going to go into the library view.
Space.
All right. So now I'm into my books that are in the library.
These are the ones that are actually on your computer now.
What's that? Yeah, these are the ones. Excuse me, I need to do a
Shift Tab Library View. Okay, good. Activate press space bar space.
And I'll do a
Library View Tab to switch pages. Press Control Tab. Tab Library View Tab list box book title Black Silk 1 of 17.
Okay, so I've got 17 books, and I'm on the first one called Black Silk, and it said 1 of 17 visible items. Understand now the voice you're hearing is Jaws.
Right.
So we have, at least initially, and I'm not sure that this will remain, certainly won't remain as the exclusive means of access, but in the library view, I'm able to navigate the library view with Jaws.
Okay.
And our beginning understanding is that in order to launch Bleo to begin with, you had to have a screen reader.
Right.
So
you could couple it with a free screen reader anyway if you wanted to completely use NVDA.
Exactly. I mean, if you really wanted to be free, you could activate Narrator, right?
Sure.
But, but anyway, I'm using Jaws.
Right.
And so now I'm in I'm on Black Silk. I'm going to go, and you're going to hear some double things spoken. We will obviously make it a cleaner presentation.
Sure.
Whoa.
Tab, book title, Black Silk, book title, Blogging for Dummies.
There we go, Blogging for Dummies.
I think I should read that one.
this is an interesting, I've read about 2/3 of this book. I downloaded this book, I guess it was last Friday, and I started to read it Friday night. And I read some of it on Saturday. And then I searched the various book sources for Library of Congress, Bookshare, book sources that would provide the book in an accessible way.
Right.
Not available. And
so this is the only place that you can read this book.
Now Amazon would sell it to me in PDF. I don't know whether I could read it.
And you don't want to take that chance.
Yeah, it has. But right, I know I can read it in Bleo.
Sure.
And so this said to me, "Wow, we've entered a new era here." Mm-hmm. I mean, already, and Bleo is not even out there quite yet. I've got access to books that I would have to do a lot of work to get this book if I really wanted to read it.
Right.
Otherwise, okay.
Especially for newer titles that. I mean, yeah. Because they could theoretically end up on Bleo the same day
Absolutely.
Right.
The same day it's released. That's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Tab, book title, Blogging for Dummies, book title, How Things Work, The Physics of Everyday Life.
There you go. How Things Work.
Right.
Tab, book title, How Things Work, The Physics of Everyday Life, book title, How to Disappear Completely.
That's interesting. How to Disappear Completely.
Another one I should read.
So, let's go into that.
Book. Okay.
So I'm just going
to... Space, read a new tab, to switch pages, press Control Tab.
Okay, and I probably haven't read any of this book, so I'm thinking that at this point in time, it's at the very...
Tab, Leo David Bowie, How to Disappear Completely, read a new tab, page edit, type of text.
Okay, so I'm at the front cover of this book, and to get inside the book, I would do a page down.
Page down.
And I'll be on the inside of the front cover. Left, and I'm going to go ahead. Now, I have two options here at this point. I can read with Jaws, which I'm going to go ahead and do.
Mm-hmm.
How fast you can run when there's a bucket rottweiler chasing you. Few domesticated animals can instill such fear in someone as a rottweiler can. Why anyone would ever want to house such a monster is a mystery to me. They are not lovable. They are not cute. They are not beautiful. They slobber on everything, shit everywhere, and could easily eat the face off a child.
We'll have to edit this a little bit.
But there I was, running like a mock is chased by a lion on the drive lanes of Namibia. I should probably also mention that the devil dog could only have 3 good legs, 1 eye, and a terrible bladder problem. He was spraying everywhere as he ran. His 4th good leg wasn't functional and Ashen didn't have a knee joint and was a peg leg dragged along by the 3 good ones. I always imagined that the other legs had to be resentful of the 1 bad one that just coasted along on the energy of the others, not contribute, resentful of the 1.
Okay. So that's the beginning part of how to disappear.
But you know what? Hey, equal access, whatever you want.
Exactly.
To get to.
Exactly. Now, I'm going down deeper into the book. Let me show you another. So we can read with Jaws.
Okay.
I can also read with Microsoft Daniel, which is another voice that we have available, and I'm going to...
Is that from Blio, or is that coming from Windows?
That's from Blio.
Okay. So that gets get installed.
Well, now, Blio is not telling me I can do something in particular that I should be able to do.
Escape library music.
I'm going to
title Black Silk, 1 of 17 visible items, 12% blank space.
Let me go into Black Silk a second.
Well, yeah. Well, the program's still in development, so you're going to have things like that.
Yeah, but I've never actually seen that situation before.
Leo Wolfie tag, switch pages, risk control tag. Tag, page edit, type of text, escape, library views, escape. Leo Wolfie, the drummer's escape.
This is very interesting.
Alt F4, CSUN
20. I just left Blio to try something. Now I'm going to launch Blio one more time.
Enter.
I have never seen that. My other choice in a book is a choice that says read the book aloud.
Okay.
And that Blio wasn't presenting that choice.
And that would use the text to speech or
that's correct.
Sappy or whatever.
It is.
Okay.
Alt-tab.
So Blio comes with a voice or two.
It does.
Blio.
All right, now let me see. Get Leo.
Leo Library View tab.
All right, now we're in the library.
Library View tab. List box. Book title tab.
Let's go back to
Book title. Login for dummies tab. Book title. Login for dummies. Book title. Now things work tab. Book title. Now things work tab. Book title. Now to disappear completely. Book title.
Okay.
The grill.
We'll go into how to disappear.
Tab. Book title. Now the grill. Book title. Okay. Now to disappear space.
Okay, so that's the one we were in before. Okay, so now we're back to basically where we were before.
Tab. Leo David Bowie. Now to disappear completely. Read a new tab. Page edit. Type of text. Tab. Read the book aloud button.
There we go.
Can we sit after a proposal? Can we talk about this? Are you fucking kidding me? It's just that I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
So that's being read to the Microsoft...
You know I love you so much.
Dan.
I briefly debated jumping off and wondered how long it would take until I...
So whichever sappy voices are installed on your
computer.
That's
correct.
I yelled down to the carny to bring us
down. That's exactly the point.
Josh, are you fucking kidding me?
Gives you a lot more...
Josh,
readable...
Will you talk to me?
Understandable voice there.
It's what?
It's a lot more understandable, perhaps, than
It depends on what you want to do.
Sure.
I'm not sure that I want to listen to a whole book beginning to end with Jaws.
Right.
Now, I visited the folks at Freedom Scientific, and they pointed me to some better voices, which I would have an option to install as part of Jaws, and I'm going to try that. I might decide that they've got better voices than we have otherwise. But the point is, I have both options.
Right.
We have another option, which is if the publisher has created an audio version of the book, an audio track, we can read the audio track. And we have a moving highlighter that will scroll through the text and highlight words as they are spoken, whether it's text-to-speech or just the natural human audio reading.
Mm-hmm. That's where infamous Three Little Pigs example.
The best example is the Three Little Pigs.
Sure.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful read, and especially nice. Well, it's a very rich audio presentation, but it's especially nice as it appears on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Blio will do a wonderful job with children's books.
Sure. And all they have to do, all the publisher has to do is create. I mean, if they've already created an audiobook, they just need to mark it up so it will sync up with the text. And
actually, they don't have to mark it up.
Okay.
We take care of that. But if they have an audio track and they make it available to us.
Okay.
We can provide that audio track as well as the visual display.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can, this is all linked to, if you have an internet connection, you can go online and you'll be able to search the book catalog and download or pay for it.
Yes, right. Books. Now, at what I've just been doing doesn't require you to be online.
Sure, right.
But well, here, we'll go to download.
Escape. Library view tab, list box.
All right, so now.
Library view tab, list box, download books view button.
All right, so here.
Download books view tab, to switch pages, press control tab. All
right. Right now, I have access to a section called Featured Books. Okay, I can do that. There are two more here that I don't have. There are no books available to me in yet.
Featured Books. Books from all sources. Books from all sources. Books from Google. Books from Google. Books from Feedbooks.
Okay, and we have those sources available, but in my... In the early version of the software as it is right now, the only books that are in here are featured books, and these are on the internet.
Books from Feedbooks, featured books.
Featured books. Okay, so I'm going to go into the featured books.
Are these public domain or what? What are these?
No, I think some of these are actually.
List box, book title, /1/1/0001.
I know this is I actually read this book. It was published in 2009.
I see. So there's, it's a set for testing.
For testing purposes,
right. So
right.
There'll be, that, oh, what's yeah, the number, several hundred
lots
thousand.
Lots of books in here. But,
List box, book title about to disappear completely. List box, book title, Uncovered Passion.
Okay, so there's some that I haven't downloaded yet, you see. Mm-hmm.
List box, book title and collected stories. List box, book title, The Man Who Could Not Forget. List box, book title, Deadish. List box, book title, His Robot Girlfriend.
Well, let's download His Robot Girlfriend. Right. Okay, so I'll just go to the download button.
Tap. List box, download book to your computer button to activate.
Okay,
quest
so choose bar. That one.
Okay.
Cancel download button to activate quest space bar.
And I'm treated the same way that everybody else is. Nobody knows how much progress is occurring. So there you go. And I've got the book.
Okay.
And I'm in the reading view. So I don't have to do anything else.
It's there.
The book is here right now.
Had you had to pay for it, it would have asked you before you downloaded.
Absolutely. I'd have to.
Give me your card number.
Exactly.
Right.
Leo Wesley Allison, His Robot Girlfriend, Reading View tab, page.
Is that all self-contained in the program, the paying for books part?
It is.
Okay.
Let me say it this way. In the download section, that's not where you would pay. You would be paying in the Bleo bookstore.
Okay.
And then once you've paid for the book, it goes to the download.
There'd be a list, right?
You could consider the download section as your book vault.
Okay.
These are books you've bought, but they're not yet downloaded onto my machine.
Okay.
Okay.
See, right.
So now I'm in, got this book, and once again, I can go to read aloud.
Pause reading button to activate press space. Read the book aloud space.
Feed books edition.
To switch pages, press control tab.
For Donnie, Jerry, and Wes. Chapter 1, Mike's life was crap. And every day he got up out of bed and thought about how it was crap. Today he climbed out of bed and made his way through the discarded clothing on the floor of the bedroom to the bathroom. His worn image looked out of the mirror at him. He picked up his cordless razor and turned it on before remembering that it was Saturday. He stuck out his tongue at his reflection. Slipping off his underwear, he tossed it at the hamper just outside the bathroom door. It landed on the floor. Turning on the shower, he stepped inside the glass-doored stall and stood beneath the spray. He took a deep breath and then began soaping up and rinsing off.
Can you control that as you're reading? Do you pause it or do you fast forward, rewind, things like that?
I can.
He waited about 2 minutes, partly to
Now, I can go back. At this moment in time, I can go back to the next set of two pages.
Okay.
But with page up and page down. Obviously, as we go forward, I will be able to have greater navigability than I have right now. But I'm looking at, right now, on the screen, two pages in front of me. And it displays just like a book. And so if there are pictures, the pictures are on the screen. And you know, sure. the paragraph indentions. And yeah, I mean, it looks just like the publisher laid out the book to print it.
So that brings a real attractiveness for first-sighted users who are comparing the several different ebook software packages that are out there. That's one of the big claims to fame for Blio, is that it does look just like the original.
It does. Right. That's correct. And I think that's a strong appeal for people that, you know, think, oh my gosh, I'm so used to a book on paper. Mm-hmm. Well, we look quite a bit look like a book on paper.
Sure. How do you think, I wonder how Blio is going to be received. This is a different notion for blind people, I'm all about being treated equal, but a lot of blind people are going to say, hey, I get my books for free. I don't want to pay for them. But, you know, of course, we said we want to be like everybody else, and, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a shift in thought and paradigm. So do you think that will affect how Blio is received a little bit, or...?
You know, I think that... let's look at it this way. I think that Blio... I'd actually say you use the term, it's a little bit of a shift in paradigm. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a big shift
right.
in paradigm. We are used to books being provided through, if you don't use the term charity, which I don't look at it quite that way, through a public library type concept.
Sure.
That every book for blind people is a library book. Now, I know we can buy some books. You know, you can actually buy Braille books. Problem is, you can't afford to buy them.
right.
You know, they're so darn expensive. Of course, there are a few mainstream, you know, Audible.com is a good example. And I buy books from Audible.com quite a bit. But we generally don't have the opportunity to buy books we can read at a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Blio changes that. We will have the opportunity to have books available through a bookstore. And what you said earlier, on the same day that they come out for everybody else. I mean, when they come out, they are books we can read.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome is that? I don't know what effect that will have on the folks that now make books accessible. I would imagine that their world will change to a certain degree.
Right.
You know, over time. Who knows? We don't really know. But I'll tell you this. You can buy at the price of, say, $9.95 or $14.95, whatever is the cost of an ebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a lot of books for what it would cost you to buy a Kurzweil 1000.
Sure.
You know. I think more than anything else, blind people want to join the mainstream.
Yeah.
And now you'll have the privilege to buy books.
Right. Exactly. It's you know, there's going to be change. I don't think any one of us knows exactly what that change is going to be. We just know it's going to be a different world, especially when it comes to books over the next few months with all the options that are opening up.
That's right. Just imagine, in all the history of the Library of Congress, I think and that's since 1931. I think they have a collection of something like 75,000 titles. Mm-hmm. Well, heck, we'll have more than a million,
right?
Through Blio, in fairly short order. And we're not alone. Any other ebook reader that's accessible, they'll have access to many of the same books. Mm-hmm. You know, this is awesome to think. Well, sure. So, you know, if you want to read a book in an accessible form on the Victor Reader Stream or other technologies mm-hmm. that are out there for the blind, I mean, that's just fine. But they'll have to go through the same conversion process that exists now when in Blio, I've got it with a touch of a couple of buttons.
Right.
Yeah.
Does the copyright, are we limited after I buy a book on how I can export that? Is it basically stuck in Blio or?
Well, it's in Blio and it can, well, you know, you, yes, it's under digital rights management. Mm-hmm. So the publisher may let you, display it on, let's say, up to possibly 5 different platforms.
Sure.
But if you bought the book, you can't give it to me.
Well, of course.
Right.
I was just thinking about the possibility of somehow converting it to a format to get it on a Victor.
No.
Yeah, right. Because of the digital rights. And,
right.
And you're going to have that with any ebook reader.
Right.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll definitely looking forward to seeing that in the next little while, I guess. We won't pick another month again, I guess.
We'll say spring.
That opens you up a little. That gives you till June.
Yeah, right. Okay. We're buying as much time as we can here. I mean, nobody wants to have this out there more than we do, obviously, because we want people to start buying books.
Something coming for the Symbian users or the Windows Mobile? Or
yes, sure, and. And I think it's very encouraging. I would say the first mobile device where books will be enabled, Blio will appear, will be on the iPhone, I would think. And then we're actively working on that app now. And then after that, I'm sure Windows Mobile phones, Symbian phones, and we have a engineering team working on those.
Okay, great. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, there's a new version coming up very shortly for the KNFB Reader mobile.
Yes.
This has been talked about a little bit, and there has been some demos, but maybe we'll just do maybe a really quick overview of a couple of the new features.
Sure.
Are we calling it 6.4?
Is that what you guys are calling? That's what we think it'll be right now. And you know, even though we got our heads down, we can't see too much except getting Blio out the door. Mm-hmm. We are still actively working on the KNFB Reader Mobile. It's wonderful technology, and at some point, especially if we can get Blio onto the Symbian phones, these technologies may very well come together.
Sure.
So that will be just awesome. Imagine having your reader and your book reader, you know, right there together. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a ways beyond version 6.4. But
sure.
Meanwhile, we're adding in that version a few new features. For example, we will help you know if the reader is level over a page.
Sure.
And we do that with beeps that get faster the more unlevel it is, and then they slow down and mm-hmm. ultimately stop altogether.
Right.
If you're in that little sweet spot of being level enough to take a good picture.
Does that only work, my understanding right now, for horizontal surfaces, or is there going to be a way to?
Eventually there'll be a way, but initially horizontal surfaces, and it's easy to turn the beeps off,
right?
If you want to, but eventually we envision a calibration command. So, let's say you were reading against something on a podium, you could push a button to and put the reader down on the surface. push a button to say, hey, this is level, even though it's 35 degree angle, something
sure.
like that. This is level.
Okay.
And then it would level to that angle. We're not there yet in this release.
Right.
So it'll be horizontal.
Okay.
Doing some other things. Everybody wants to know, this will have the color identifier.
Right.
I think people will have to realize that color identification with a camera can be variable. Light makes colors appear to be somewhat different
sure.
depending on the nature of the light. You're going to get your best results if you take pictures for purposes of color identification under the same lighting conditions
mm-hmm.
so you can compare apples and apples.
Sure.
Switching to color in unknown environments may make the color appear different. But I think we're pleased with the accuracy of it, and I've tried to be candid with people to treat the color identification as probably good advice, but maybe not perfect.
Right.
Now, truth be known, sighted people get messed up on colors, too.
Right, I mean, every color identifier yeah. I've seen always has a bit of a degree of error.
Yeah, and we will be roughly the same as yeah. mostly whatever else you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's color identification. Note that we have gone to making polarizers optional, really. We
sure.
we don't strongly recommend them. We do recommend them with the xenon flash phones, the N82 and the 6220
sure.
Classic. But since more and more of our phones are LED, so we don't have polarizers on them.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to know if there is glare on the image. So one of the reports, and it's automatic, it's not something you can turn off, it will tell you whether there is glare detected.
Sure.
This occurs during the processing sequence.
It's one of the messages that you would hear
yeah.
while you're processing.
And it doesn't slow down the processing. It just goes ahead and tells you while it's processing, we're actually marking time. We're giving you more information now about whether there is any glare.
Okay.
It'll say some glare, moderate glare, or significant glare detected.
Okay.
So
if you hear any of those, you might maybe turn the flash off?
You may want to turn the flash off. Or if the flash is already off, make sure that the light source isn't casting isn't directly shining if it's a glossy image.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to move the light away some
sure.
so it's less, the glare won't shine right up on the camera.
Sure.
So those are things you can do. And so we have the glare detection. Then the other one is opening the file that you're going to read in the program called Notes.
That opens up a lot of possibilities.
Phone. Well, it does. This opens up the possibility of reading the file in Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that you have a screen reader installed on the phone.
Sure.
So this is the first level of Braille support with the KNFB Reader Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we're pleased with that. Ultimately, we'd like to have the whole program provide for Braille support, but this is the first thing we can do.
Sure. And that also opens up the possibility of you can take a picture or have it read in there or send it out via Bluetooth or via
oh, yes.
email. There's lots
oh,
of
absolutely.
Once it's sitting in notes.
Oh, absolutely. Once it's sitting in notes, you can do a lot with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and right as you said, have to have either mobile speaker talks.
Yes,
and many of the reader dealers will sell those packages.
Absolutely.
So this is this going to be free, or is there a cost for this?
Oh, no, this is free. We haven't charged for an upgrade yet. Our philosophy is that we won't, unless that is we were to create something that was so different from being a reader that it would kind of qualify as a new product.
So that 12, because the original statement is you get 1 year of free updates. So that's kind of just like to protect you a little bit in case, but you really until the next major huge.
Yeah, we have
like the reader for the iPhone, for instance, and that'd be a new product or something,
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. We have sort of waived the idea. I mean, we do it time by time, but we consciously have decided that we wouldn't charge for these upgrades.
Okay. Whatever happened, and this is probably one of those far-off things, a couple of years ago at the convention, there was a demo of object recognition during one of the sessions, and I wanted to see, is that sort of some concept at this point, or any...
Along came Bleo.
yeah.
Well, we have it working. We haven't had the opportunity to do as much work with it as maybe we thought we would do.
Right.
Frankly, we have always been focused on being a reading company. Mm-hmm. One of our principal objectives, and it's something that Kurzweil companies have focused on over the years. And I was joking only halfway when I said, along came Bleo.
Right.
Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be part of the ebook revolution.
Right.
That revolution is happening now. We didn't create the revolution, but we see a need.
Sure.
We see a need, because there just isn't anything else accessible. So sure, it would be great to be able to do all these
record face recognition.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it may be, I actually heard of another technology that I want to explore some, but that's out there. In fact, it may be Google Goggles that will let you take a picture.
Yes.
And then Google will send you back a description of it. That is, if it has that item in its database.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if it's a picture of the Mona Lisa, well, Google's going to send you information back about the Mona Lisa. It may be that other technologies are being developed that we can take advantage of.
Right.
And that we don't have to invent everything about the technology.
Sure. Finally, I know this is one of those questions that comes up a lot. And we were talking about other platforms with the reader. The old answer was always, well, there weren't good enough cameras to support the reader on other platforms. That seems to be perhaps changing now. I know there's some 5-megapixel Windows mobile phones. And I also know that it isn't just the megapixels that make the reader work. But is there a little more consideration being given now, especially the classic was really written on a Windows mobile platform, correct?
Yes.
So is there? It's almost like the code is there, but you're waiting for the right phone to come to that.
Well, actually, mm-hmm. Right, right. And I don't want to say that we're waiting. Again, this may be one of those things that it's high on our list. We certainly have expanded the number of phones we support.
Right.
We now need to expand the variety of phones we support.
Right.
And I think you're right that phones like Android phones, mm-hmm. Windows mobile phones are coming out with better and better cameras. That's the trend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously we need to be taking greater advantage of that trend as we go forward, and we will do it.
Okay. I'm sure we'll be seeing more as the, as the phones get better. There'll be definitely more
options. We'll be on more and more platforms as we go forward.
Sure. if people want to get more information about KNFB Reader or about Blio, how might they do that?
Well, they can contact me directly. That would be fine. And my email address is jim@knfbreader.com. That's jim@knfbreader.com, or call 720-878-4248. That's 720-878-4248. You can always write to support@knfbreader.com. That's support@knfbreader.com. And that particularly is for any of our listeners who have the KNFB Reader mobile and need some help with something about it.
Sure. Well, Jim, thank you so much, and thanks for the demonstration. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been fun. Never have had such a wonderful opportunity to be associated with something quite as awesome as Blio, and I'm looking forward to everybody having the opportunity not only to read books but also to buy books. Thank you very much.
Well, great. We'll be looking forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.